Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios this morning, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm doing great. It's such a wonderful time of year. I love being here. I love being in this community this time of year. Just happy.
You know what? It is such a beautiful time of the year. It's definitely a time where we need to start jumping outside a little early and warming up our vehicles in the morning. Aside from that, we're getting packages galore. So there's quite a few safety tips we need to kind of brush over.
You know, the one thing, I thought about this morning. I started my truck up 3 minutes before I got ready to go to work. And I thought, you know, it's a good idea when you go out to do that. Just kind of look around. Be aware of your surroundings. Make sure there's not someone hanging around in your neighborhood that you don't recognize. Make sure you're not being a target. And my vehicle has an auto start, so it has to lock. And then it'll only start. It won't go anywhere. But if you have a vehicle that you have to start and leave the keys in it, maybe keep your spare key close by where you can at least lock it, and then still keep an eye on it. Keep,
right.
You know, look out, make sure there's no one hanging around your vehicle. And if there is, probably don't confront them. Call the police. Have someone
right.
Come check them out.
Yeah, I mean, we always kind of hang on that security that we live in a small community, that we know everyone, but bad things can still happen.
You know, and you still can get that stray person that's just kind of passing through, that maybe you ran out of gas somewhere, that's going to steal your car and go on to California or somewhere, you know. So keep an eye out for anything suspicious like that. And of course, this time of year, we have deliveries, lots of packages. So be a good neighbor. If your neighbor has a package sitting on their porch, let them know it's there, or maybe even work something out with them where you can pick it up and they'll pick up yours, where you're not leaving them laying around. You see on the Wasatch Front all the time packages getting stolen, and it happens often. And let's try to be a little proactive and get out ahead of that before that starts happening here a lot.
Oh, absolutely. And you think about it, these are packages that more than likely they're going to be Christmas gifts for people.
Yeah.
The last thing you want is to have them get stolen and then you're out.
Yeah. And you know, it's kind of a weird dynamic because you may not know how long it's been gone either. You
right.
know, I mean, you may not know the day that it was stolen, or you might think, well, is it coming or where's it at? You know?
Exactly.
So I like to try to ship my stuff to somebody that I know. My parents are retired and they're usually home, so I have things go to their house where they can catch it. Or, you know, if you have a neighbor, like say, work something out with your neighbor where maybe you're both looking out for it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Sheriff, there's all sorts of scams going on as well. I mean, it happens so frequently. It could be as simple as a phone call.
And if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. If they say they're a law enforcement agency and that you need to bail a loved one out of jail, then call your local law enforcement agency on the landline yourself. Don't
right.
don't believe it. And don't even fall for the logos. They'll steal our logos and send out social media things that looks like it's coming from our sheriff's office, and it's not. And then anything that sounds too good to be true, if you can win a gazillion dollars by giving them something, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
No, it definitely isn't. Well, Sheriff, as always, it's a pleasure to get you into the studios. And especially this time of the year, there's a lot of safety tips that we just kind of forget about. And, you know, before we know it, we will have that first snowfall. And when we do, it's like everyone forgets how to drive.
Yeah, you know, and slow down. Slower's better on the slick roads. Slow down. Take your time. Leave early for work. Or it's better to be to work late than not to get there at all.
It definitely is. Well, Sheriff, thanks so much for swinging by. We really appreciate it.
I love being here. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. That has been another Castle Country Focus. With more information on this interview, you can head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.